room. Really good. A solid signal. Sounds better than my head now. KJ4AJ.
KJ4KLX, your copy.
Hey, Dave. Through Hill about records on the 401 highway in California about snow pileups.
Dang, y'all watching a heavy movie, aren't you? Well, we just got done shopping, and I'm taking him home now, so I'll be there shortly, KJ4HIA, KJ4KOX.
Sound fine. It's a pretty day out there. KJ4HIA.
KJ4KOX, mobile clear listening.
CLX mobile monitoring.
4CBA mobile.
JN4RJN, where are you mobiling to, buddy?
Well, I'm going to pick up the dog from Petco. We just had her groomed, and they just called and said she's ready, and then she said, and by the way, we close at 5 o'clock.
You better hang up that radio and step on the gas there, brother. It's quarter till.
It only takes me 10 minutes to get there, and I'm already on my way, so barring a catastrophe, I should be able to make it.
As soon as you say that, you jinxed it. There's going to be one.
And we were just watching that movie, the San Andreas Fault movie, and it was just getting to the end, so it worked out pretty good.
Well, what happens if they close and they've still got your dog? They put her up for the night or what?
Yeah, I guess they would have to, and we would just have to pay a fee for staying overnight.
I'll make her happy if she's anything like my dog. Mm-hmm.
She's pretty skittish, but she knows these people at Petco, so I think she feels pretty comfortable with them. Always glad to see me.
Yeah, I'm the emotional support human for my dog. She doesn't like being very far away from me for very long, so it's my dog would go crazy if she had to spend the night at the groomers.
Your dog doesn't support you. You support it. Now that's a switch.
I'm also the emotional support human for one of my cats, so between the two of them, if I'm upstairs, I've got a cat on my lap, and if I'm downstairs, I've either got a dog laying on the couch across the room staring at me, or laying right beside my desk, or got her head in my lap.
I'm up with cats, and I really miss them, but our youngest daughter was allergic to cats, so we never really could have one. We had a dog, but she stayed outside, and she was the dog that they knew, you know, in their growing up years, and she lived a long time, and but anyway, but we never did have a cat.
Cats now, but somehow we manage to always select cats that have emotional issues.
My sister-in-law they don't have that cat anymore, dog, but they had a cat that was on Prozac.
Well, that doesn't necessarily surprise me. I've run into animals like that before that, you know, either came out of a hoarding or abusive situation and are somewhat emotionally distraught. And somehow we always manage to wind up with them. I don't know how that is.
That was good. All our animals came from the pound. So the one we got now is a rescue dog. And my wife found her, and she was standing there in front of the pen, and the lady was, you know, coming to help her. She said, I want to see this dog. And so this little boy came up and got in front of my wife and said, yeah, it's the dog I want. And so my wife said, well, you can look at him as soon as I'm through seeing him. So she picked him up when they opened the door, and she never put him down. Then she went outside and never put her down. So the poor little boy didn't get his dog.
I'm sure there were plenty of dogs there at the pound, but yeah, this is an older dog that we got. She's like 8 years old. She came out of a hoarding / neglect abusive situation, so she's latched on to me, and I think that dog is attached to my hip, but like I said, I'm the emotional support human for this dog.
I'll jump out of here for a minute and run in and pick her up. I'm pulling up to Petco here, and I'll I got here with 10 minutes to spare, so I'll talk to you in a few minutes if you're still in there. KB4CBA.
Where's Ann? I'll be around.